is what you would be talking about. And you wouldn't say mm-hmm. poor white trash. You would just say white trash, you know. Mm-hmm. And or black trash, you know. Mm-hmm.
Would blacks use the word white trash?
Oh yes, they do. They call us that. We have a, you know, they call our children that at school every day right now because they know that it just irritates them to death, so they call them that. Mm-hmm.
Have you had any trouble with your kids going to
integrated
school?
Yes, some. Since our ratio is 3-1, our children take a lot of abuse. We sat down and talked with all of them and explained not to call them nigger. They don't want to be called nigger. And not to talk down to them and not to be parental toward them and not. And we told our children all this, and they were just, really and truly, you may find one white child out of 10, you know, that will call the niggers bad things and will act bad here at this little place. Everybody really and truly would like to be friends with them. We don't care if they come to church with us. That's fine. We've already discussed it in church, and we said that we would turn nobody away. If anybody wants to worship God with us, they're welcome, if they're there to worship God. Now, we don't want them there to prove something. But if they really want to worship God, they're welcome. They can sit anywhere they want to sit, do as they please to worship God. But the Negro children, on the other hand, seem to be trying to prove something, you know. And I don't know how long it's going to take them because they've had 5 years and they're not getting better. They're getting worse.
Have they tried to come to your church?
No. They don't want to come. Really, they don't care about coming to our church because they have come to our church during revivals and things, and they know how our order of service is and how we do. And I think they really don't want to come because they know we don't care if they come. Mm-hmm. Now, if they thought we were trying to keep them out, some of their leaders would probably have them in there, you know. But see, they know that we don't care, so it's no challenge to them to come to our church. And we used to attend their churches, and they used to attend our churches before integration. During special times, you know, every year we'd have revival or protracted meeting, they called it, you know. I don't know why they call it protracted meeting, but they did. And we always had a special place for them, you know, reserved for them. And they always had a bench in the church or pew. We call them pews nowadays. We used to call them benches. And there was always a bench on the right in the back. The back two benches that were reserved for the colored people that wanted to come to church. And then they afforded us the very same thing, the two back benches on the right. I mean, we didn't go and sat in the front of their church, and they didn't come and sat in the front of ours. And, you know, they made such a big thing out of this front and back business. And we would go, and we would enjoy their service. And we would go at least one night, and then they would do us the same way, you know. And really enjoyed each other's fellowship and everything. But then after integration came up, and they had leaders from the north and everywhere come down here and tell them how bad we were treating them, you know, how ugly it all was and all. Virgil went, and our pastor of our church went to a revival meeting they had right here, just two blocks from here, their church right here. If this is a colored church on the left as you go out of town here. And they went down there, and Virgil said hostility was so thick that you could cut it with a knife, and they did not feel safe. Said a lot of young blacks, you know, in their 20s and like that, just surrounded them, males, just surrounded them. And they sat and breathed through their nose real loud, you know, and give them these mean, ugly, dirty, hate looks. And so they never went back. And then they never came to our church anymore after that either. So really, integration really did away with a lot of, you know, friendship that was between the whites and the blacks around here. That's no more. To a certain degree, it is no more. It's just except among the older people. The older blacks and the older whites still have this friendship, but the younger people don't. My children were taught to love the colored people because